Don't know whether he's ever actually done a Mudgee Cup. If he hasn't, he certainly should. I know he's one of, he just does the Group 1 events, the big guns at Randwick and Rosehill Gardens, but he should get himself to Mudgee. Good morning, Brad Davidson.
What's that, Pengilly, TK?
Oh, good morning, Adam Pengilly.
I haven't done a Mudgee Cup.
He has had a big night.
I can tell, Laurie, I can tell.
Sorry, my phone is... My phone was going nuts in the background. You haven't done one?
No, I'd love to, mate. I'd love to. I've never done one before, but I'd enjoy doing one in the future. I'd love to get out there to Mudgee Creek. It looks like a really, really great day.
It is a very good day. It's going to be nice and warm here. They're expecting a record crowd, so we're quite excited about it. The Golden Eagle concept, the VRC, they've hit back. They're not happy.
Yeah, we're waiting for some consternation over this concept. Well, it's almost like everyone hit the pause button for 24 hours after it was announced on Wednesday, but yesterday the VRC released a pretty strongly worded statement criticising the concept, probably criticising the timing more than anything. The racing minister down there, Mark McCuller in Victoria, has also come out swinging. So we knew this was probably going to happen at some stage. I just hope that we can move past it. I know, we would like to have the states collaborate a little bit more in the future. Of course we would, but I don't think it's that big a deal. I like the concept. It was going to go head-to-head with the Melbourne Cup Carnival. Well, okay, that's all right. It's going to be part and parcel of what racing's going to be going forward. I can only speak from a punter. And from a punter's point of view, creating these big race days in both Sydney and Melbourne, I think is fantastic. I'll be absolutely licking my lips when it comes to Derby Day next year. We've got the big Derby Day meeting down there at Flemington and the Golden Eagle up here at Rosehill. So I'd expect to hear a little bit more about this in coming weeks and coming months. I don't think the Victorians are too happy. I suppose I'm up here in New South Wales. I enjoy the concepts. I enjoy the innovation. I'll never, ever knock anyone for innovation. If we stand still and rely on tradition and nostalgia, which is great about racing, we'll only go back.
Well, the people that will like it will be the punters, the horse trainers, the jockeys. All the participants will love it.
So who misses out, really? No one.
That's what I think.
Yeah, you got, because it's not like they're robbing Peter to pay Paul here, right? It's not like country racing's missing out, provincial racing's missing out in New South Wales with the advent of the Everest or the Golden Eagle. If it was, you'd have a case to complain, but it simply isn't.
The more
isn't,
big races, Adam, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there will be a question mark about the erosion of potentially some fields with, some of the better four-year-olds that might race, say, a Cancellara Stakes or an Empire Rose coming up for the Golden Eagle, but I think we can handle that. I mean, that's okay. I know it might not be an ideal situation, but we've got to keep trying these different things to keep racing going forward and attract that new generation. So, as I said, I'd love to see the stakes work a little bit closer together in the future, but I'm fine with this concept. I like the races. Let's just hopefully move forward, case closed, and look forward to some brilliant racing next spring.
I'll tell you who's going to be looking forward to a feed over the weekend after the races, Willie Pike. He's got to lose 3 kg. I think he rides about 53. He's got to get down to 50 kg to ride Arcadia Queen.
Yeah, he must like this filly, TK, to ride Arcadia Queen at 50 kilograms when he's got the other Group 1 Railway Stakesman and Galaxy Star there at 57 kilos. So it was a big choice for Willie, and I don't think he's second-guessing himself at this stage, but definitely all eyes will be on him in the Kingston Town Classic there over at Perth tomorrow, because I think he knows in his heart of hearts that Galaxy Star is going to be a major threat to Arcadia Queen for filly. Winning that Group 1, which I think is the final Group 1 of the calendar year as well. So it's a big call by Willie to ride the younger horse against the older mare and the older horses. Getting down to 50 kilos is going to be a really hard ask. But he stuck with his gut. Bob Peters obviously got a very strong hand in that race. Trap of course, Jared McLean looks the best of the Eastern Staters. But, I suppose a lot of attention on Willie Pike tomorrow to see if he's made the right call.
How did coming through fair in the Hong Kong Mile Barrier draw?
Yeah, not great, Laurie. He's drawn pretty wide, so obviously most of the interest from the Australian point of view will be on coming through in that Hong Kong Mile. He's drawn out wide there. Next to Beauty Generation, actually, they're both in barriers 12 and 13. So coming through is going to start pretty big odds in that race. His form, as we mentioned, wasn't great towards the end of the Spring Carnival, but being kept fresh, Chris Waller and Sloan Glenn are hoping for a response from him over there in Hong Kong. But I suppose it's going to be hard to knock over Beauty Generation. He's going to start the short price fade. I think Zach Curtin just wants him to be on his manners a little bit better this time. He broke the track record at Shark Team last time, even though he's a little bit wayward in the straight. So that gives an indication about how well he's going. If he straightens up, he'll be extremely hard to beat. But I think coming through, if he can run in the top 4 or 5, it's going to be a really good result for Chris Waller and the team there.
Well, last night at the Calcutta, we actually drew free ticket owned by Huey Bowman's mum and dad in the Mudgee Cup, and we bought it. We're going forward with it, but you don't like it in the Mudgee Cup?
I'm not saying I don't like it, CK. I just don't think it's probably one of the leading chances at this stage. I've done a bit of the form last night, guys, and it'd have to improve a fair bit, I'd say. I don't want to feel pour cold water on your chances today, but I think he needs to improve a little. Was he 30-1 in the market or something like that?
Yeah. He's a 30-1 chance, yeah.
Yeah. I watched a couple of the replays, and it probably needs to improve a little bit, to be fair, to be a chance. But I will say one thing. Matt Griffith is a very, very good trainer. I've got a lot of respect for Matt and his horses, but in this race, I just wonder if he's biting up a bit more than he can chew.
Well,
yeah, the body language wasn't great off Mac last night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If someone's looking after the horse anyway, I'm sure. Rose Hill, quickly, if we can.
Yeah, my tips at Rose Hill tomorrow, guys. I'm with Creator in the first. I'm not a huge fan of tipping two-year-olds first start. It's one of the best bets in the program. Race one, number five, Creator. I love his two trials. And I think it's serious. Race eight, number four, is ready to go second up. And my tip in the Mudgee Cup is race seven, number three, Our Gravano for Chris Lees. Tough race, but I've loved his two trials, and he's ready to go first up.
You're a good man. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Laurie, look after TK today, will you?